时期。
Text 1. You get up at 5 o'clock every morning? So early.
Yes, I have to. My school is far away. I need 7 hours of sleep, so I usually go to bed by 10 o'clock at night. Text 2. I've got to catch the first flight to New York. I need go to bed early tonight. Hope I won't oversleep.
Why not request a morning call to wake you up? Text 3. Hello, could I try on the skirt over there?
Certainly, miss. Do you mean the brown one with yellow flowers?
No, the black one. Text 4. Is it your first appointment with Mr. Taylor?
Yes, it is. I'd like to have a checkup. I have a terrible toothache from time to time. Text 5. That was a delicious dinner.
Oh, thanks. I really like cooking, and it's great having friends over to enjoy the food.
Yes, absolutely. Well, could you tell me which guy is Daniel?
Sure. Daniel is the guy with long hair. He is wearing glasses. Text 6. Hey, Bill, how was your weekend?
Well, I didn't do much because I've got a cold. So I just had a rest, sat around and watched TV. Not very exciting. And you?
Oh, that's too bad. As for me, I went for a run in the park and then did a bit of homework on Saturday. On Saturday evening, I went to Robbie Williams' concert. He was so good. I went backstage and got his signature.
That's great. I wish I had gone.
Hey, Bill, how was your weekend?
Well, I didn't do much because I've got a cold. So I just had a rest, sat around and watched TV. Not very exciting. And you?
Oh, that's too bad. As for me, I went for a run in the park and then did a bit of homework on Saturday. On Saturday evening, I went to Robbie Williams' concert. He was so good. I went backstage and got his signature.
That's great. I wish I had gone. Text 7. Hi, Maria. What have you been doing recently?
I've been busy with my biology project. And you?
I'm okay, but kind of stressed today.
Oh, dear. Why is that?
Well, I have two big exams tomorrow, history and physics. History is okay, but the physics exam is worth 30% of my grade, so I'm quite nervous about it.
Knowing you, you are always well prepared for exams. Just relax. You can make it.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Maria. What have you been doing recently?
I've been busy with my biology project. And you?
I'm okay, but kind of stressed today.
Oh, dear. Why is that?
Well, I have two big exams tomorrow, history and physics. History is okay, but the physics exam is worth 30% of my grade, so I'm quite nervous about it.
Knowing you, you are always well prepared for exams. Just relax. You can make it.
Oh, thank you.
Text 8. Oh, Peter, there you are. You've been ages. What kept you so long?
I'm sorry, Sally. Have you been waiting long?
Oh, half an hour, but it doesn't matter. I've had a coffee and I've been reading this guidebook for tourists. It's really helpful. Sit down. You look very hot and tired. What would you like to drink?
I'd love a bottle of mineral water.
The waitress will be back in a moment. Why were you so late? Did something happen?
Yes. I went to the bank to cash some traveler's checks. But they told me the computer system was temporarily down. So I waited, and then I started talking to another guy in the bank, and I forgot the time.
Oh, really? Someone you met in the bank? Does he work there?
No, he is also a tourist. His name is Henry. He's been here for a week, and he's moving to Germany tomorrow. He's spending 4 weeks traveling around Europe, including Britain.
Just like us.
Yes. He's an architect, and he showed me many beautiful photos he had taken for churches and museums. They are marvelous. Oh, he also gave me this map of the bus system. He said he didn't need it anymore.
That's useful. Pity he's moving on tomorrow. Oh, here's the waitress. Let's order. Oh, Peter, there you are. You've been ages. What kept you so long?
I'm sorry, Sally. Have you been waiting long?
Oh, half an hour, but it doesn't matter. I've had a coffee and I've been reading this guidebook for tourists. It's really helpful. Sit down. You look very hot and tired. What would you like to drink?
I'd love a bottle of mineral water.
The waitress will be back in a moment. Why were you so late? Did something happen?
Yes, I went to the bank to cash some traveler's checks. But they told me the computer system was temporarily down. So I waited, and then I started talking to another guy in the bank, and I forgot the time.
Oh, really? Someone you met in the bank? Does he work there?
No, he is also a tourist. His name is Henry. He's been here for a week, and he's moving to Germany tomorrow. He's spending 4 weeks traveling around Europe, including Britain.
Just like us.
Yes. He's an architect, and he showed me many beautiful photos he had taken for churches and museums. They are marvelous. Oh, he also gave me this map of the bus system. He said he didn't need it anymore.
That's useful. Pity he's moving on tomorrow. Oh, here's the waitress. Let's order. Text 9. Good morning, everyone. I'm Professor Garson and will be your advisor for this semester. You may come to me for almost anything you need that's related to your studies, school activities, and even personal problems you may have. This is your first day, and I want to say something about the subjects. First, everyone must take 3 required subjects: Math, English, and History. The only one that is arranged for you is English. You are to be tested and will be placed at your level in that subject. The only requirement for Math is that you've completed the previous level. History is open at all levels, since study is usually divided into the different historical time periods. You may choose from almost any culture and time. Unless you are studying a specific culture or time period, you are free to choose the history course that you are most interested in, as long as there's a place in the class, of course. Your electives are courses that are not required and may be in fields such as science, the arts, sports, computer science, business, almost anything that you can think of. I can help you make a plan that will include your required and elective courses. Well, so much about that. Any questions? Good morning, everyone. I'm Professor Garson and will be your advisor for this semester. You may come to me for almost anything you need that's related to your studies, school activities, and even personal problems you may have. This is your first day, and I want to say something about the subjects. First, everyone must take 3 required subjects: math, English, and history. The only one that is arranged for you is English. You are to be tested and will be placed at your level in that subject. The only requirement for math is that you've completed the previous level. History is open at all levels, since study is usually divided into the different historical time periods. You may choose from almost any culture and time. Unless you are studying a specific culture or time period, you are free to choose the history course that you are most interested in, as long as there's a place in the class, of course. Your electives are courses that are not required and may be in fields such as science, the arts, sports, computer science, business, almost anything that you can think of. I can help you make a plan that will include your required and elective courses. Well, so much about that. Any questions? Text 10. Good evening, King's Restaurant.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job. I heard you have vacancy.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chin. I'm calling to find what sort of work is it. Washing up?
No, it's answering the phone.
Oh, that will be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we're really only busy at the weekend.
So 2 nights?
3 nights, actually. So, it would work out at 12 hours a week.
And where exactly is the restaurant?
In Hills Road.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Do you know the city library? We are just next to it.
Oh yes, got that. And could I ask about the pay?
We're offering £4 an hour.
Very good.
And we also offer some good benefits. We give you a free dinner and also offer extra pay for working on national holidays.
Oh, that's really good. I am very interested in it.
Great. We are inviting you for an interview. What about Tuesday?
That's fine.
At 2 in the afternoon?
No problem.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, King's Restaurant.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job. I heard you have vacancy.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chin. I'm calling to find what sort of work is it. Washing up?
No, it's answering the phone.
Oh, that will be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we're really only busy at the weekend.
So 2 nights?
3 nights, actually. So it would work out at 12 hours a week.
And where exactly is the restaurant?
In Hills Road.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Do you know the city library? We are just next to it.
Oh yes, got that. And could I ask about the pay?
We're offering £4 an hour.
Very good.
And we also offer some good benefits. We give you a free dinner and also offer extra pay for working on national holidays.
Oh, that's really good. I am very interested in it.
Great. We are inviting you for an interview. What about Tuesday?
That's fine.
At 2 in the afternoon?
No problem.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much.